And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 23rd of March, 2016. It was on this day, 1775, a lawyer named Patrick Henry spoke at the Second Virginia Convention in Richmond. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were both there. The debate was over whether or not to raise a militia and arm Virginia to fight against the British. And Patrick Henry delivered the line, "Give me liberty or give me death." At least some people thought he did. But it wasn't until 1816 that it was written down by his biographer, who talked to people who'd been there. It's the birthday of Kim Stanley Robinson, born in Waukegan, Illinois, 1952, science fiction writer, author of the Orange County Trilogy, author of stories set on Pluto and Mercury, stories in the past and the future, on the slopes of the Himalayas, on the ice of Antarctica. It's the birthday of the French author Roger Martin de Gaulle, born in Neuilly-sur-Seine, France, in 1881, who chronicled the fictional Thibault family in a series of novels, Les Thibault, considered a roman fleuve, a French term that means river novel, a series of novels written by one author about the same few characters, a saga where the historical backdrop plays a prominent role in the fiction. It's the birthday of Louis Adamek, born in what is now Slovenia, 1899, emigrated to this country at the age of 14, author of many books about immigrant life in America, the labor movement, travel. Louis Adamek, who said, "My grandfather always said that living is like licking honey off a thorn." And it's the birthday of Fanny Marrett Farmer, born Boston, 1857, known for publishing the first cookbook in American history that came with simple, precise cooking instructions, also offered advice on how to set a table and scald milk and remove stains and clean a copper boiler. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, "The Happiest Day." It was early May, I think, a moment of lilac or dogwood, when so many promises are made it hardly matters if a few are broken. My mother and father still hovered in the background, part of the scenery, like the houses I had grown up in, and if they would be torn down later, that was something I knew but didn't believe. Our children were asleep or playing, the youngest as new as the new smell of the lilacs, and how could I have guessed their roots were shallow and would be easily transplanted? I didn't even guess that I was happy. The small irritations that are like salt on melon were what I dwelt on, though in truth they simply made the fruit taste sweeter. So we sat on the porch in the cool morning, sipping hot coffee. Behind the news of the day, strikes and small wars of fire somewhere, I could see the top of your dark head and thought not of public conflagrations, but of how it would feel on my bare shoulder. If someone could stop the camera then, if someone could only stop the camera and ask me, "Are you happy?" Perhaps I would have noticed how the morning shone in the reflected color of lilac. Yes, I might have said, and offered a steaming cup of coffee. A poem by Linda Paston, "The Happiest Day," from Heroes in Disguise, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.